540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After three straight nights of storms, Milwaukee is finally getting a break in the weather today. Last night's downpour led to widespread flooding, closing parts of 43 and 94 and leaving vehicles stranded across the city. A lot of cars are still there. People at the ballpark last night came out to their cars to find flooded parking lots and major delays. Tow trucks were pulling cars from deep water while crews worked to reopen flooded freeways near Beecher and Holt. On the north side, several cars were stuck near 97th and Hampton. Power outages impacted more than 24,000 people, although those have largely been fixed. Officials say no major injuries have been reported, but they are asking drivers to be cautious and report hazards. More rain is expected tomorrow. MMSD had to start a combined sewer overflow due to the volume. City officials are still asking people to continue holding off on using water with more rain expected. Tuesday tornadoes were confirmed. The National Weather Service has confirmed several tornadoes that touched down across Wisconsin Tuesday, including one in Sussex where a church and a nearby business were damaged. Another was confirmed in Waterford and Racine County. The National Weather Service says they've documented four tornadoes so far, with more possible. Additional tornado warnings were called last night in southeastern Wisconsin. Officials say in some of these cases, radar did show signs of rotation, but they won't know for sure until the assessments are complete. Again, more rain is coming. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Hundreds of young Milwaukee fathers could soon get help building stronger families and better futures. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley signed off this week on a new $5 million federal program called the Forge Fatherhood Project. It's designed for dads ages 18 to 24, offering parenting workshops, relationship support, and job training. The county is partnering with local groups, including Wisconsin Community Services and Unite Wisconsin. The goal is to enroll up to 1,800 fathers over the next 5 years. County Executive Crawley says strong families start with strong, engaged parents. State Representative Callan Haywood says he's running for another term representing the 16th Assembly District in Milwaukee. Haywood, now the Assembly's assistant minority leader, says he wants to keep fighting for affordable housing, good jobs, and fair treatment for all. His district covers most of central and west Milwaukee, including Marquette and the Fiserv Forum. Haywood first won the seat at age 19 and says there's still more work to do building opportunity across the city. Again, a lot of flood cleanup going on this morning and a chance of more rain tomorrow. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Tornadoes, flooding, and baseball-size hail are all part of the week in Wisconsin weather, so far. The strongest Badger State twister in 5 years hit Tuesday night. The National Weather Service says an EF3 tornado hit west of Union Center Tuesday evening, damaging homes and power lines across Juneau County. Winds reached up to 140 miles per hour, the strongest tornado Wisconsin has seen since 2021. Governor Tony Evers visited the area yesterday to thank first responders and assure people that help is on the way. He did declare a state of emergency. The Weather Service has confirmed four other tornadoes Tuesday night. Last night, southeastern Wisconsin had more tornado warnings, more impacts that weather experts will need to investigate. Flooding has closed several highways across northeast and north central Wisconsin, and more could shut down as rain continues. State transportation officials are urging drivers to stay alert and check road conditions before heading out. WisDOT says never drive through standing water or around barriers, and always follow detour routes. Crews are working to clear storm damage, so drivers should slow down and watch for flashing lights. And Wisconsin ranks among the top states for remote work. That's according to a new report from WalletHub. Electricity costs and access to broadband internet are credited with putting Wisconsin at the 28th best place to work remotely. The state ranked 5th in having the most cybercrime per capita. Iowa ranked at the bottom of all the states for working from home. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
concern at Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Wisconsin Badgers sports department facing challenges. The chancellor's leaving. The university system president has been fired. But Marcus Sedbury says there'll be no sudden changes while he serves as the Badgers interim athletic director. Head coach Luke Fickell on his boss, Chris McIntosh, leaving the program.
It's not easy to lose a friend, right? I mean, we've all been through it in the past, and so that's the difficult thing. That's the guy that you could visit with and sit down with. And not that I can't do that with Marcus, but anytime that there's things like that that are changes that people you know were in your corner, it's always a little difficult. Disappointing, whatever you want to say, but, so is life.
Baseball, the Brewers pulling out a 2-1 win over the Blue Jays last night. Manager Pat Murphy on reliever Aaron Ashby coming in to get the win, and Abner Uribe with the save.
You know, Ashby and Uribe at the end was really, really special. Uribe's tempo and energy leave no doubt that he's healthy.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Leftover showers moving out. Clouds will thin out just a bit in the late afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Overnight, looking for mostly cloudy skies and patchy fog. Lows in the mid 40s. Sunshine for your Friday. It's 60 at our studios.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.